The Pentagon has been secretly profiling reporters who cover the military. These journalists are assigned a rating from negative to positive based on whether their past stories are critical or supportive of the military. According to Stars and Stripes, the profiling's been going on for at least 3 years. The newspaper, which is funded by the government but editorially independent, broke the story in a series of articles this past week. The lead reporter on those stories, Charlie Reed, is on the line with us from Tokyo. Charlie, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Guy.
Explain this rating system to us.
Well, it appears from documents we've obtained that the rating consists of looking at journalists' work and applying some sort of matrix to how those stories factor in against the military's mission objectives. I'm not quite sure exactly how that's done. However, it results in a positive, negative, or neutral rating, which is then filtered to the public affairs officials who are facilitating these embeds with journalists.
This is being done by an outside contractor for the Pentagon called the Rendon Group. You write about them in your articles. Can you tell us about the Rendon Group?
The Rendon Group, as far as I know, has had a long-time affiliation with the U.S. government, which goes back to, I believe, the Gulf War.
The first Gulf War in 1991?
Yes. They're pretty tight-lipped firm. I mean, they're a global strategic communication company. They've worked with the military in Afghanistan for several years, I think at least going back to 2005, from the contracts I could find and from what Rendon told me themselves. I was told that there's a Rendon official on the ground in Afghanistan with the public affairs shop in Kabul.
With the U.S. military public affairs shop there?
Yes.
Charlie, we called up Army Colonel Wayne Shanks. He's a public affairs officer for U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan. We asked him how these profiles affect, you know, which reporters are granted access where. And here's what he said. Take a listen.
We have never, ever denied anybody their access that they've requested out here because of one of these reports.
Charlie, based on your reporting for this story, for these stories, is that accurate?
We have a reporter by the name of Heath Druzan who was denied an embed in Iraq just a few months ago because he, quote, refused to highlight positive coverage of the unit he wanted to embed it with. He had embedded with a unit, gone on to do some reporting on some other units, had requested an embed with the previous unit, and was denied apparently because he had not published positive stories about this unit. I believe the military, and this was in Iraq. So it seems that this practice is happening in all the combat zones, but whether it's institutional or whether it's a sort of dependent on the public affairs person working the embed is unclear.
Well, I just had a curiosity. I mean, a lot of people will hear this story and they'll say, well, you know, any corporation would do this, any institution would do this. They would look at the background of a reporter to determine whether that reporter might be hostile in his or her coverage. What's the big deal?
The embed guidelines dictate that the military will not try and prevent derogatory or negative news from coming from these embeds. So to know where a reporter is coming from and to try and gauge what he or she may be pursuing is one thing, but to use a system by which their reporting is rated and then steer them away from things that they may want to cover seems to not jive with that policy.
Charlie Reed is a reporter for Stars and Stripes. She broke the story about the Pentagon's ratings system for reporters who cover the military in Afghanistan. Charlie Reed, thanks so much.
Thanks, Guy.
And Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman told us the Department of Defense will take an informal look at the program to determine whether any rules have been violated. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.